Hal was about to witness the most realistic military training exercise he had ever seen. As he got closer to the action, he quickly realized this was not practice, but one of the most significant events of the 20th century. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Hal Bodenlos was part of the 13th Construction Battalion, a group of men that would get plenty of work building and repairing runways in World War II. However, when Al first joined, his job was far different than other engineers.
I was a trumpet player in the school, and when I joined the Army, they saw that, so they made me the master bugler and teacher.
While in Hawaii, he loved the job of teaching and directing his fellow musicians.
One morning, I had the duty bugler play Reveille and then Chow Call, and then after, we start playing marches that I had arranged. Some of them, I jazzed them up.
The company commander took notice and asked to see Al.
When I went in, he said, "Corporal, I've been listening to your unit there for quite a while. What was your thoughts for a drum and bugle corps?" Right up my alley, of course. I said, "Wow, we'll have the best one on the darn island, sir." "Go to Honolulu, buy whatever you need, and bring the bill back." And so that I did on December the 6th.
That December 6th trip would give him a unique perspective on the events to unfold the next day. He stayed the night at the Army-Navy Y. On the morning of the 7th, a call came for all military personnel to report back to their bases immediately. He took a shuttle to the Schofield Barracks.
Well, as we were approaching Pearl on the two-lane road, in front of us, I said, "Look at the smoke and the rumble of bombs bursting and blowing up." And I said, "Look at all those airplanes swooping down. Must have been 100 of them swooping in all directions." I said, "Boy, the Navy's putting on realistic maneuvers."
As Al approached Pearl Harbor, he soon realized this was not a training exercise. He found himself in the middle of the fray, trying to do what he could to save lives. More next time as we travel the countryside. San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.